You're listening to the Live Free Now podcast, bringing you the news, views, tips, and tools you can use to live a free, prosperous, and healthy life. Find us online at livefreenow.show. And now your host, John Bush. Hey friends, John Bush here with the Live Free Now show. Check us out at livefreenow.show. We have a podcast. You can follow us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, Stitcher. Also, we're streaming live at the Conscious Resistance Network. Today, we're going to talk about Freedom Cells, mutual aid groups that are networking together to essentially create an alternative social organization where we can provide mutual aid and support for one another. And I'm going to talk about that in the context of all the crazy stuff that we have going on in the world with what's being called the new normal, with the mandatory vaccinations that we see being parroted and propagandized, and also with the Biden versus Trump, the Biden Kamala Harris, however the hell you say it, versus Trump. And I kind of just want to share some of my feelings and thoughts on how things have gotten so crazy and how there seems to be such a disconnect between society at large and me and my community that are wanting to do something quite a bit different from how things are going, from how things have been going, but even more so how things are going now. So we're going to talk a lot about the problems that we're facing today, some specific problems, and I'm going to not just talk about the problems, but also talk about some solutions, specifically Freedom Cells. So we're going to be taking your comments as well. You can comment if you're watching on YouTube or Facebook, and we will have a conversation. I also want to invite you guys to the 5th International Freedom Cells conference call that we have coming up. This is the Freedom Cells website, freedomcells.org, and coming up on the 15th, Saturday the 15th at 5 p.m., we're going to be doing an international conference call. You can subscribe or RSVP to the event. There's a Facebook event that we have down below in the description, and you can also go ahead and bookmark and subscribe to the Zoom link as well if you're not big on Facebook. So obviously we are in the midst of this COVID hysteria, whether it's a pandemic or a plandemic, the way that governments are responding, the way that the media is responding, and the way that the public is responding is with a whole lot of fear and a whole lot of control. Oftentimes when human beings feel like they are afraid, like there's uncertainty and instability, they lash out and they try to control things, right? And now we have people trying to control one another, and it's just not good. I'm a natural health guy, and I'm also a heavy researcher into the conspiratorial view of history and the idea that throughout history, there have been small groups, roundtable groups, secret societies that have leveraged position of power in order to bring about their desired outcome for society as a whole through social engineering, propaganda, war, manipulation of the public, taking the positions of power in power centers of society, academia, government, media, entertainment. And this group of people has taken hold of society at large and are steering things through social engineering, through mass mind control, really, towards a future that is not something I want to be a part of. We see the creation of this technocratic state where there is simultaneously a massive police state with authoritarian Gestapo-like tactics being utilized against the public, and a panopticon society, a massive surveillance state, whether it's the NSA, cameras on the streets, big tech tracking and censoring. These two things are combining to control the population. It's not good. So there's a lot of people that either choose to ignore that, that aren't aware of that, that condone that, that don't care, there's also a lot of people, a growing number of people that recognize this phenomenon as a problem, the social engineers, mass manipulators taking control of society. And we recognize that it's a problem. I belong to the latter of those two groups. And we want to do something about it. And I'm seeing an increasing disconnect between those that kind of go along to get along, the masses of society, those that are super gung-ho about Kamala Harris being chosen as the VP, those that feel like if you don't mask up, you're killing grandparents all across the country. Even a lot of Trump supporters seem to be buying into the very social engineering program that they purport to oppose, right? A lot of Trump supporters are in this whole Q phenomenon, and they recognize that there's a deep state, which we used to call the shadow government, right? Deep state, shadow government. These terms can be interchangeable. And they recognize that there's this play taking place. However, they're playing into it in large part. Case in point, a lot of Trump supporters that are aware of this deep state agenda are condoning the use of Department of Homeland Security federal agents in order to police local communities. Meanwhile, just a few years ago, many of those very Trump supporters, who used to be Ron Paul supporters, a lot of them, were opposed to the very existence of the Department of Homeland Security. Now it's acceptable, it's permissible, because they're going after their political enemies, the communists and the agitators and the anarchists and the Antifa, right? So then you have this whole group of people that are just kind of being played in large part. This whole group, portions of this group, are also seemingly supportive of the prospect of mandatory vaccinations, which is becoming increasingly more real of a threat. And as we'll talk about, I've always contended that it's not necessarily going to be a mandatory vax, like a law, you have to get the vaccine. We're coming door to door to forcibly administer the vaccine, although that is in the realm of possibilities. More likely, it will be a taking of privileges by the state in order to compel obedience with the vaccination edict. So we have this, all this stuff taking place, this whole group over here. And then meanwhile, me and my people, we're like, hey, man, like Ernie Hancock said, there's two types of people in this world, those that want to be left alone and those that just won't leave me alone. We just want to do our own thing. We just want to build. We just want to grow food. We just want to create intentional communities. We just want to live free. We just want to raise children without having to worry about the police state or surveillance state or forcibly being vaccinated, right? And so as this departure between these two different groups, even though it all belongs to the same general society, what I kind of want to make the case for is that it's okay for us to branch away and essentially form our own social organization, right? People talk about the mandatory vaccine, and you signed a social contract that means that you are beholden to your fellow Americans, and it's for our best health interest, for the public health. It's like, no, we're not into that social contract. We're not into a social contract that says it's okay to force people to do things against their will if 51% of the population says so, or 51% of the population say so. No, we're in another social contract that respects people's sovereignty, that respects people's bodily autonomy, that believes it's unethical to aggress against others. And so I want to offer you, as an out, as a solution, the Freedom Cell Network, where essentially we're creating an alternative social organization with an alternative social contract that's based on mutually beneficial voluntary association, not coercion, not the fact that just because you were born in a certain geographic area, you are beholden to the whole edict and laws of men, not laws of nature, right? So to start, let's talk about the mandatory vaccine, because there's a lot of propaganda being put out there, and we see oftentimes, almost all the time, preceding a big aggressive act by the state, there is propaganda that precedes it. And there's definitely propaganda that comes after it. But let's take a look at some of the news here. Here's an article that's pretty blatant from USA Today. Now, it's just an opinion piece, but again, this is what's being pushed out and puffed out and kind of getting people ready, getting people prepped. This says, defeat COVID-19 by requiring vaccination for all. It's not un-American. It's patriotic. Get your vaccines, everybody. It's what Americans should do. It's American. It's uniquely American and patriotic. Make vaccines free. Don't allow religious or personal objections and create disincentives for those who refuse vaccines shown to be safe and effective. You know, for one, nothing's been shown to be safe and effective, and it's even being rushed. Rushed by Donald Trump, I might add, with this Operation Warp Speed or whatever it's being called. And they're also saying they're going to use the military to roll out and push this vaccination. Donald Trump is, for all the folks that are all gung-ho Trump supporters. So the article goes on to say that in order to make it so everyone gets vaccinated, there should be disincentives for non-compliance. So first of all, make vaccinations free and easily accessible using government money that's stolen through taxes. That's problematic, but this isn't as objectionable as some of the other stuff they go on to say. Exempt only those with medical contraindications to immunization. It is likely that more than one vaccine platform will prove effective, and as a result, medical conditions that prohibit all COVID vaccines, COVID-19 vaccines will be rare. So it's like somebody doesn't want to do one. Well, don't worry, we have another for you. Do not honor religious objections. It's completely throwing out someone's natural right, their religious right, to not engage in something that they find to be contrary to their religious beliefs. Major religions do not officially oppose vaccinations. Do not allow objections for personal preference, which violate the social contract. Well, you know, I never signed that social contract. I don't remember being party to signing a social contract that says it's okay, it's morally acceptable to force a medical procedure upon someone. Now, here's the really worrisome part, and this is how I believe they're going to compel obedience for a lot of people. Vaccine refusers could lose tax credits or be denied non-essential government benefits. Health insurers could levy higher premiums for those who, by refusing immunization, place themselves and others at risk, as is the case for smokers. Private businesses could refuse to employ or serve unvaccinated individuals. Schools could refuse to allow unimmunized children to attend classes. Public and commercial transit companies, airlines, trains, buses, could exclude refusers. Public and private auditoriums could require evidence of immunization for entry. And of course, they're already setting up. And then look at me using Google, of course. That's problematic. And then so maybe I'll switch to DuckDuckGo for next time. But we already see the COVID pass, which is being rolled out. This is a app that you have on your phone that gives you a green light or a red light. This is already taking place in China. This is taking place in Singapore. And then another alternative, like Rice University, is whenever they give you the vaccine, it comes with micro needles that put a tattoo, essentially, that could be scanned that shows that you've taken the vaccine. So this infrastructure is already being rolled out. Now, I'm going to hit a couple articles, but then I'm going to come back to why Freedom Cells can help with all of these things right here, and why if you plan to refuse this vaccination, which I imagine is most folks in my audience, if you plan to refuse this vaccination, why the participation in the Freedom Cell Network, our own social organization, will enable you to continue to do business, commerce, have goods and services, have mutual aid, have all sorts of support. And I'm going to break down some of these areas that we could easily overcome. And it's just like, you know what, to hell with you guys. As I was talking about earlier, there's this divergence taking place as more and more of a separation between those that are part of the normal mainstream society, the masses, as we would call them, and the remnant, those outside of the box thinkers, those that are questioning and challenging the status quo. And, you know, that's why there's all this like nasty energy between these two groups. I try to be compassionate for everyone. I belong to this group personally, but I try to have compassion for folks that are genuinely afraid of this COVID stuff and genuinely think the Democrats are going to come save the day and save them from the evil Trump. I try to be compassionate. Occasionally I'll put on mainstream television. I listen to the radio news in my car that comes through the news service, and I can tell why people are genuinely afraid. So I try to have compassion, but any, you know, a semblance of critical thinking can quickly see through most of that stuff. We even see real quick, the World Health Organization is now coming out saying that the COVID mortality rate is at 0.6%. which isn't much higher than a bad seasonal flu. But we have other articles. This one actually isn't just about taking away privileges. This one's a little more serious. States have authority to fine or jail people who refuse coronavirus vaccine, attorney says. They're pointing to this old Supreme Court case, which is why I'm no longer a constitutionalist thinking the Supreme Court is some final arbiter of the law of the land. There's a difference between what is right and what is legal, right? Those don't always line up. As drug makers race to develop a vaccine against the coronavirus, several legal questions are emerging. Could the government require people to get it? The short answer is yes. States can compel vaccinations in more or less intrusive ways, he said. They can limit access to schools or services or jobs if people don't get vaccinated. They could force them to pay a fine or even lock them up in jail. Well, that sounds pretty intrusive to me, if you ask me. The legal precedent dates back to 1905 in a landmark U.S. Supreme Court case, Jacobson versus Massachusetts. The court ruled Massachusetts had the authority to fine people who refuse vaccinations for smallpox. Courts have found that when medically necessary, medical necessity requires the public health outweighs the individual rights and liberties for all. Now, of course, and then in New York City, they passed an ordinance that fined people who refused medical vaccinations. Now, of course, this is the problem with statism in general and with a lot of mainstream society that accepts a lot of this notion. The Supreme Court has also ruled that governments have ownership and control over children, right, rather than parents. Now, a true, consistent, free-thinking position would be that the children are sovereigns, right, and the parents aren't controlling them or have ownership over them. Rather, the parents are guides who, through their wisdom, through their old age, their more years on earth, guide the children and protect them from, you know, external threats, so on and so forth. But it's most definitely the case that if someone's going to have ownership or control over children, it's most definitely going to be the parents over the state. However, the state has ruled, and they have compulsory education laws because of this. There was someone in Utah, I don't know if it was back in the 40s or 50s, where they were like, no, we're not, I'm not sending my kids to public school. We're not going to participate in this. And they pressed it all the way to where the state reared its ugly head and ended up coming to arrest that person and ultimately killed him because he resisted arrest, which just goes to show that the state operates through coercion. And if the coercion, the fear of violence doesn't work, they will utilize violence. And now we see articles that are popping up talking about utilizing this coercion and violence and threat of jail time and taking away privileges in order to compel obedience. So there's people that are accepting of this. There's people that think it's a great idea. And the general public has been primed through fear, through propaganda, through social engineering, through the mainstream media to be very afraid of COVID and to accept just about any remedy that's put down through the experts, through the Faucis, through the public health experts. Right now, we see that as being masks. And we already see the divide between those who question things, the natural health people, the anti-vaxxers, and those that are going along to get along out of fear. We already see so much tension taking place between these two groups. This tension is going to exist when the vaccine comes out, and you can bet your bottom dollar, your bottom Bitcoin, that they're the same press that we see for mandatory masking is going also to be present. The same thinking, the same groupthink, the same hysteria is going to push and encourage the mandatory vaccination. There's going to be shaming for the people that don't do it, just as there's shaming for people that are choosing not to wear masks. And it's problematic. And this is why freedom cells are extremely important. So not only do we have this taking place with COVID and the mass hysteria and the mask hysteria and the propagandization of for the vaccination, but we also simultaneously see all these people are just putting so much stock in politicians like Trump and Biden in order to help them, in order to improve their lives, in order to improve society as a whole. And I just wanted to include this as part of it because I have a lot of friends that are more liberal and Democrat leaning on in my personal life, but also on Facebook. And just to see everyone get so excited and celebrate Kamala Harris being selected as Biden's vice president, to see how much hope people have. Remember Barack Obama hope in these two individuals as though they're going to improve their life just demonstrates to me and underscores that there is a divergence between people that want to self-govern, people that want to take responsibility for the improvement of their life into their own hands, and those that are relying and dependent and just have so much stock in government as a means of improving their lives and as politicians. And then you talk about all the, I had people defending Biden and all his creepy stuff where he's groping women. It's very clear that he's groping this young lady that's like the age of my daughter, and she squirms away. And they just make excuses like, oh, you know, I had a grandpa like that. I'm not going to try to get my grandpa locked up. And oh, it just boggles my mind. And then, of course, the new normal was in the title as well. We see the new normal where people think it's perfectly okay to maintain the social distancing in perpetuity and to mask up and to close down businesses and to require vaccination. So I've presented the problem here. Now I want to present a solution, which we like to call freedom cells. So freedom cells are essentially peer-to-peer groups organizing themselves in a decentralized manner with the collective goal of asserting the sovereignty of group members through peaceful resistance and the creation of alternative institutions. Essentially, what freedom cells are at the foundational level, the foundation of freedom cells are small groups of eight that we call the inner cadre. These individuals network together and support one another through mutual aid, through establishing common goals, and through supporting one another's sovereignty and freedom. So you have these groups of eight. They then encourage the creation of other groups of eight until you have eight groups of eight, and now you have around 64 people. We call that a middle cadre. It doesn't have to be exactly eight. It can be seven, it can be nine, it can be six, it could be 10. However, the closer you get to eight, the more effective the group will be, the more creative the group will be. And we find this through the research and work by this guy named John David Garcia. A group of eight is the optimal number for enhancing creativity and cohesion with the group. So now imagine you have eight groups of eight. That's 64 people. The group of eight is supposed to be hyper-local. It can be virtual, but ideally it's hyper-local so you can support one another, work on common goals, establishing food reserves, learning how to engage in self-defense, setting up your house for defense, setting up health goals, fitness goals, helping to unschool or homeschool the children, helping to watch the kids when one family wants to go on a date. Then you have your eight groups of eight, this middle cadre. Now, the middle cadre isn't as dedicated to one another as those initial groups of eight, but they're certainly more dedicated to one another than society as a whole, than all these people that are like ready and just chomping at the bit at the chance to pull the vote lever for Joe Biden. And that's supposed to be maybe they're spread across the city or spread apart throughout one of the parts of town, the Southwest area, whatever. Then where the magic happens is whenever you link up these middle cadres, eight groups of 64, into a larger group we call a meta cadre, which is around 544 people. Now, the beauty of the way that this network works is, let's say that you have right now Dallas-Fort Worth area has a whole lot of people. I should point out that there's around 3,000 people that are already participating in this Freedom Cell network. Now, mind you, not all 3,000 people are organized in this manner, but people are working to be organized in this manner. And it's every other day that I get a message or a call or someone reaches out to me on Telegram to say, hey, we got this group going in Atlanta, Georgia. We already have an inner cadre and there's like 15 other people. Hey, we have this group going in Australia. It really is a global network. And so the beauty of it is as the numbers increase, you simply split off. So you have a meta cadre of 544 people. You simply split off into multiple meta cadres. And it just keeps, it's like a self-replicating institution that continues to stay decentralized. This is the infrastructure of the social organization that we're calling the Freedom Cell Network. And eventually, what we're doing in the now is people are working together. They're growing food together. They're doing a skill share together. There's a group in Dallas-Fort Worth that wants to set up trade routes. So somebody that lives on the east side of town can just go meet in the middle from the person that meets on the west side of town. They have a mutual friend where they drop off their goods or their food or their seeds or whatever they want to share or whatever they want to trade. So we're already benefiting one another in the now. But ultimately, what we want to do is grow this network to the point where we can create our own social organization that replaces the functions of the state. Now, let's get back to it. I'm going to take some questions and answers, and we're going to have a conversation here in a sec. But let's get back to this right here. So check it out. This is the article from the Washington Post. It's an opinion piece for those who are just joining us. Defeat COVID-19 by requiring vaccination for all. And in this, there's a little section on ways that they could compel people and coerce people into doing it. Vaccine refusers could lose tax credits or be denied non-essential government benefits. Well, first of all, with the Freedom Cell Network, when you have enough people, many of the people that are already participating are agorists and they don't pay taxes and they live in a manner deliberately so they don't use checking accounts. So the government doesn't even know what the heck they're doing for money, so on and so forth. So people are already there. So tax credits wouldn't be a way to compel them in the least bit. But the idea for other people that perhaps have businesses or assets and they don't want to take that risk, imagine when we have a good number of people like 10,000 or 100,000 and everybody is willing to essentially declare their independence at the same time and say, we're no longer going to be participating in an institution that not only do we not have use for, but that we find to be morally reprehensible. And collectively as a group, all 100,000 of us or 25,000 or whatever are going to opt out of the Internal Revenue Service and no longer participate. We're not going to fund our own oppression and we're not going to fund foreign wars of aggression any longer. That's thinking long term, how people could utilize the Freedom Cell Network as a safety net, strength in numbers phenomenon, so they feel more comfortable not participating in the state institutions. Health insurers could levy higher premiums for those who, by refusing immunization, place themselves and others at risk, as is the case for smokers. Now, this is something I want to touch on because this is a real world application of the Freedom Cell Network. And this is something that I'm going to go ahead and say we are going to do. It's not a matter of if, but when. So me personally, I don't have the typical mainstream normie health insurance. I try not to use the word normie because it's, I don't know, kind of is offensive, but you know what I'm talking about. I don't have mainstream health insurance. I have what's called a health share. And how that works is you pay in every month a certain amount of money. And if there were to be some sort of emergency, there's different levels. So depending on how much you pay in, if there's an emergency, it's covered up to a certain amount. So for me personally, I pay a little over $200 a month. If there is an accident or an emergency, everything is covered $1,000 and above. This is good for me because I don't regularly go to a primary care doctor. I don't even have a primary care doctor. I have a naturopath. I don't have prescriptions, for example, and I don't have to pay for pharmaceuticals, right? So if there's an emergency, God forbid, like a car accident or something, then I would be covered almost entirely, right? It would be up to $1,000. So I would pay $1,000, and then if it's $25,000, you have $30,000, $50,000 or whatever, I would be covered. And so what we can do, this is an external institution. There's a lot of religious organizations that do this, but there's an external institution that does this called Zion Healthcare. That's what I personally use. So there's no reason why when we have a good number of people within the Freedom Cell Network, we can establish our own health share, right? It can either be a agorist one that's perhaps uses some sort of blockchain technology where the funds are secure. And in order to be released, there needs to be different signatures that get signed on a cryptocurrency transaction, or it could be a legitimate organization, legitimate as in a legal entity that's established in order to foresee the execution of the health share. But as you can see, when we have people of like mind, many of which engage in natural health practices, we can create our own alternative institution, our own health share program, so that when the state says, well, we are going to require health insurance companies to levy higher premiums on people that refuse the vaccine, we can say, well, you know what? That's all fine and well. We haven't been participating in your socialized medicine scam in quite some time. So there you go. And then here we go. Moving on, how Freedom Cells could overcome this. Private businesses could refuse to employ or serve unvaccinated individuals. Well, first of all, here's the thing about that. We see that Walmart, they tried to require masks of everyone. This was like certain state governors requiring masks for everyone that goes in here and there. But Walmart, the company, tried to do that nationwide, regardless of whether or not a governor is compelling that or not. And they ended up backing away from it. I don't know if they noticed a dip in their business, but they ended up moving away from that policy. So there's a self-defeating market mechanism in place here, whereby if you require vaccinations, if you require everyone that comes into your business to be vaccinated, then you're going to lose business because, as we've seen, there's actually been studies. Maybe I should have also led with some good news. There's been studies and surveys that show that over 50% of the people are going to refuse this vaccine. So if you're automatically going to lose 50% of your business, that's just going to be a non-starter. But at the same time, I want to point out that there's all sorts of goods and services that are provided by the market. Those goods and services could be provided by businesses that are operated by members of the Freedom Cell Network, so that whenever we need a good or service, we go first to the members of our network before we go to the general public. Now, I'm a free market guy, so if there's a business outside of the network that provides good service and at an affordable price or whatever, I want to support them. But we could create a culture within the Freedom Cell Network whereby if you need marketing support, if you want to have some carpentry done at your home, then you can go first to the people in the network. And one of the projects that we're going to be working on in the short term is a business listing, a business directory for people within the Freedom Cell Network. Now, like I said, there's over 3,000 people in the network. So I want to point out to you guys that this isn't some pie in the sky, obscure idea. This is the real deal. We are already doing this, and there's already benefits that are being granted to those that are participating. So I want to invite you to join the Freedom Cell Network, freedomcells.org, and you can sign up there. I also want to invite you to join the Facebook group and join the Telegram chat, and be sure to participate because coming up on Saturday, we are going to be doing our fifth international conference call. Now, let me show you the extent of the Freedom Cell Network here. Let me do the map here. This is super exciting and really inspiring. So this is the Freedom Cell Network member map. And one of the best features of our website here is that you can come in and you can put your address or put an address near you and find like-minded people in your area. Maybe I should have started with this to show you guys how serious we are. So a lot of people reach out and they're like, hey, I don't know people in my area. I feel so alone. I don't know what's going on. Well, you put your address in, you could find, wow, there's a lot of like-minded people that live around you. Let me show you Dallas-Fort Worth, for example. So this is Texas. And what I was talking about earlier is that we have a meta cadre, which is a large number of people in a given region like the state of Texas. Within that meta cadre, there's different middle cadres, like one here in Central Texas we're building, one here in Houston, that's where Derek Bros of the Conscious Resistance is from, and one here in Dallas-Fort Worth, that's a meta cadre, right? And then within the meta cadre, there's different inner cadres. But look at all these people that are participating in the Freedom Cell Network here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. These people can all support one another, render aid to one another, help provide a defensive shield should the state come and try to take somebody out. And again, somebody's mentioned in Oregon there on the chat. There's a lot of people participating in Oregon. There's a guy named Miguel Duke. I don't know how to say his last name, but he actually hosts regular conference calls for the Pacific Northwest region. And as you can see, there's quite a few people that are participating here in the Oregon area as well. I'm actually impressed to see how many people in Great Britain are participating. Check it out over here across the ocean. The United Kingdom is just swarming with people that are participating in the Freedom Cell Network. So, ladies and gentlemen, again, this is what they want to try to do. Schools could refuse to allow unimmunized children to attend classes. Well, through the Freedom Cell Network, we can create our own homeschools. We can create our own homeschool networks, homeschool cooperatives. I did a video on this channel a little while back, encouraging people to utilize the Freedom Cell infrastructure in order to provide education for their children. Now, here's the one that I worry about. I don't really take trains or buses a lot, but if airlines were to refuse service to people for vaccination, for not being vaccinated, then that could be a problem. But here's the deal. Like I said before, just like the Walmart experience shows us, if 50% of people don't take the vaccine and airlines that are already hurting and struggling already, they say that people that aren't vaccinated aren't going to be able to fly with us, they're going to lose a significant amount of business and probably have to declare bankruptcy. So when all this fear mongering comes out and all these uppity social engineers try to say that they can do these things, well, the business owners and the CEOs that are beholden to the shareholders, that's simply not going to fly. So I hope I've painted a nice picture of how the Freedom Cell Network can help you to secure your sovereignty, your bodily autonomy. And when there's fear about, sorry, I just want to point out what I just saw here. Look at this headline. Conspiracy theorist Alex Jones shouts at Austin employees, hikers at Austin Greenbelt. If you haven't seen this video, it's absolutely hilarious with Alex Jones busting out this small bullhorn to blast these people that were requiring registration in order to go to this public park area. Let's hit some of your comments real quick, and then I'm going to wrap up to go pick up my kiddos from their private school. All righty. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Chris Lowe says, they don't want you to have children. There's the reason for the vaccine. I don't understand what you mean by that, but yeah. COVID prequel to Agenda 21, New World Order. Yes, Agenda 21, the agenda for the 21st century that was laid out at the 1992 Rio de Janeiro Earth Summit, talks about sustainable development, controlling populations, and then their partner documents, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, even talks about a dramatic reduction of the world population in order to maintain biodiversity. This is all definitely being accelerated, and the controls that they're putting in place with COVID are beyond a reasonable doubt accelerating this agenda for sure. You know, I wanted to point out too, again, for the Trump folks, do I still have this article up here? Here it is. This is an article that Derek Bros wrote. And again, a lot of people think Trump is the savior and he's going to save us all and he's doing so much good and he isn't part of this agenda. But look at this article. Newly released White House documents reveal efforts to surveil Americans using contact tracing apps. This is actually a White House working group that's working with big technology companies, that's working with smartphone companies and these contact tracing apps in order to surveil the public and where people are going. This came out from the electronic privacy, the EPIC, I forget what an EPIC stands for. The records show that a tech sector task force closely aligned with the White House sought to aggregate non-clinical location data for disease surveillance, including cell phone location data, Uber trip data, and Google search data. I hate to break it to you folks, but Trump, that's his White House. The Trump White House administration also gave billions of dollars to Gavi, the Vaccine Alliance. While Trump pulled out of the World Health Organization, they're still giving money to the Bill Gates backed Gavi Vaccine Alliance, which is trying to roll out through the participation of MasterCard. They're starting in Africa where they're tying the vaccine to your monetary financial life. So you pay with this financial pass and it's all a technocratic mess. But I want to let you know again that the Freedom Cell Network is definitely something that can help you. Oh, here's somebody that says some scary stuff here. Good patriots by forcing untested vaccines into my own body. I imagine she is being facetious. I didn't see one person with a mask this morning at the store, and it gave me hope. Well, we can all appreciate that. I wonder what town Ching Song is in. We got to run away and start proper real-life communities. Again, real normality. A lot of people in the Freedom Cell Network are very much interested in eco-villages and intentional communities. So if you're interested in doing that, this could be a great means of networking with people that want to do this as well. One-third of all Americans will refuse the vaccine. I think it might be more than that number. I think there's going to be a lot of more mainstream people that, because the vaccine is accelerated and not properly tested and being rushed along, a lot of people aren't going to take it. Additionally, we see that the number of cases and the number of deaths are already declining in large part. There seems to be this phenomenon where once the number of cases peaks, it usually takes about 6 to 8 weeks to kind of work its way through the population before just kind of settling down next to nothing. This is 6 to 8 weeks, whether there's mask mandates or not, whether there's lockdowns or not, like we saw with Sweden and South Dakota, the curve ends up being very similar to the places that did have those controls. Cells, freedom cells, that's right. Are there doctors we can bribe to say we took vaccines? I bet your bottom dollar there is, that's for sure. FIDO is another acronym agency for identification. James Corbett covers it in Bill Gates' number 4 video. They like these derogative code language. Governments are not our savior. James Corbett has some really good work and some documentaries with a lot of compelling information that he put together on Bill Gates and the truth about Bill Gates and the power that Bill Gates peddles as well. I noticed people not wearing masks today. 2 weeks ago, many more mask wearers. Yes, maybe a good sign. That's right. Everything is seeming to click in place. Doctors' licenses won't be risk, will require clear medical criteria. Yeah, the licensing system is really problematic for compelling control. And again, it's turning services and the privileges, driver's license even. And, you know, we do have a right to travel freely throughout these states. And when you license something like that, you then create a mechanism of control to compel obedience by threatening to take away that driver's license. Like in Texas, if you get three traffic infractions, then they can suspend your driver's license. So maybe driver's licenses will be used as a tool as well. I know in order to roll out the Real ID Act, which is this national ID card that has biometric data on the IDs, the government said, if you don't comply with Real ID, then you can't enter federal buildings. Who would want to do that? Or you can't fly. And so that's one of the ways that they rolled out compliance. So I don't know that mandatory vax where they jail you or fine you is going to happen. But I do think that what likely is going to happen is the taking away of privileges. But there are market mechanisms in place that I believe will prevent that from happening. Like a business, for example, they're not going to want to lose a lot of revenue and go bankrupt. Maybe they'll get a bailout, but you can't just bail out endlessly. Well, the government's done a good job of that, but they're not going to want to lose business based on some government edict in large part. There are documented plans to remove children from their households because of COVID. Yeah, this is something that's already taking place whenever a parent tests positive, which is why it might be a good idea to avoid the test. If you test positive, then the government can say, we need to isolate and quarantine you from your kids, as though it would be better to put the children in some sort of home or whatever. Here's this guy, Saul, trolling over there. You're a hack. Please don't listen to this jackass. Sorry, buddy. People are, in fact, listening. Star Rose says, good info you have, John Bush. I wonder if that triggered this guy. You're a hack. Please don't listen. This guy was trolling hardcore. I wonder if he's still around. I like it. Groups of eight that can help people in their cell. Shell resources, share resources, talent. It's called family. Yeah, essentially it's a chosen family. You can build trust. You can build support. You can have reciprocity with these folks and really work together to benefit your lives individually and collectively as a group. Alexander Dugin, the fourth political theory, said the next thing would be people-based grassroots. I'll have to check that out for sure. Here's our buddy Matthew Lindsay again. What a crock of shit. Do you people really believe the bullshit he is saying? I had to take an immunization to go to college. So what? All right. Well, that's your choice if you feel comfortable with that. Bullshit. 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 Man, this guy's all triggered. Maybe the vaccine made him frustrated and irritated with life in general. Ching Song. Wow, where do you live? I'm usually the only one not in a muzzle. All right, folks, here's our buddy Matt again. Here's the thing. You'll all go ahead and do this, but stay the fuck away from me. What's great is that natural selection will weed you stupid people out of the human race. Man, Matthew Lindsay sure is fired up. I wish you peace, my friend. Maybe you should try some Kratom. It'll help you chill out a little bit. All right, folks. In closing, I want to invite you again to join the Freedom Cell Network, which essentially is an alternative form of social organization. In this video, we presented these diverging groups. One more mainstream accepting of the current political paradigm, even when some of them are challenging the status quo that they see of Donald Trump and the right wingers and the Republicans, they're accepting of the Democrat, communist, collectivist, Kamala Harris, Joe Biden. It's just a left-right paradigm that they're totally caught up in. We see so many people that are afraid. They've been propagandized, socially engineered through the mainstream media to be absolutely afraid of their fellow human beings, to be accepting of any government controls that are put in place that say they will make them safer. We have this whole group over here. Meanwhile, we have another group that is increasingly fed up with the status quo, that thinks critically about things, that does research to understand the conspiratorial view of history, that engages in natural health and immune boosting activities, that eats natural, avoids GMOs, avoids high fructose corn syrup, avoids vaccinations, and they think that what's taking place over here is completely ridiculous. There's a growing divergence between these groups. There is more control and coercion taking place to further this program, probably as a result of more and more people opting out and not buying it. What I want to share with you guys is that we've developed what we call the Freedom Cell Network. It's small groups of people, around eight people, that form an inner cadre, support one another, work together on mutual goals. They then link up with other small groups of around eight people to form what's called a middle cadre. This is in a particular part of town, around 64 people in the middle cadre. We then link up across the state of Texas or across Great Britain to form what we call these metachondres. And the whole of this body of this alternative means of social organization is what I like to call a confederation of freedom cells. We can call it whatever we want, but essentially what we're trying to do is create our own social organization that's opposite of the state, doesn't coerce people, doesn't compel medical procedures. It respects people's bodily autonomy and sovereignty and works together on common goals, mutual goals. We talked about how governments are going to try to utilize takeaway privileges in order to compel vaccination. And one of the great ones we spoke about was how they're going to try to get health insurance to levy higher premiums. Well, we talked about how the Freedom Cell Network could establish its own health share program that supports and provides a safety net if there were to be some sort of emergency where we don't even care what the mainstream medical establishment or health insurance companies are doing. So I want to invite you to join the Freedom Cell Network. I put links down in the comments. So you can go to freedomcells.org and actually sign up for the site. Utilize the member map so you can see if there's people in your area that are participating. You can also join the Facebook group. You can join the Telegram chat. Coming up this Saturday, the 15th of August at 5 p.m. Central, we're doing a Zoom call. It'll last 2 hours. It's going to be an international conference call. I'll present some ideas, quick little presentation. Then we're going to open it up for discussion, for networking. And it's going to be a grand old time. And again, I just want to point out, this isn't just some crazy idea that we're talking about here. This is a reality. We already have around 3,000 participating members, 3,000 that are signed up through this website at least. And you can see the United States, most of y'all are watching from the United States. This is how many people are participating in the United States. This is Mexico. Got a lot of coverage in Western Europe. We have a lot of people in Australia, especially. Check this out. A lot of people participating in Australia, and they're experiencing some hardcore lockdown, tyrannical measures right now. So, thank you so much for tuning in. This is John Bush, Peace and Freedom. Subscribe to the podcast. You can go to livefreenow.show. And then if you do iTunes or Google Podcasts or whatever, you can follow us along. That's on the website, livefreenow.show. I want to thank you for tuning in. Peace and Freedom. John Bush, I'm out. Go to freedomcells.org. Don't forget to join us at this week's international conference call on Saturday, August 15th.